Hello everyone and welcome to this very special edition of the Boat Briefing Podcast, where we will reveal exclusively the winners of this year's Boat International Design and Innovation Awards. Joining me is Cecile Gowett, one of the co-chairs of the Design and Innovation Awards. Hi, Cecile.
Hi, Stuart. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. And we will be whipping through the various categories, commenting on some of the winners, and we are doing a bit of time traveling with this podcast because we actually we're recording before the ceremony itself, but this will be released by the team just after. So if you haven't seen the results on the website or you weren't at the event, this is the first you'll be hearing about these wonderful winners.
But, and if you weren't at the event, you missed something, so put it on the calendar for the following year.
Yes, yeah, quite right. The event was obviously a fabulous success.
Where obviously.
Anticipating a fabulous success. Before we begin, though, Cecile, why don't you tell everyone listening a bit about what makes these awards so special and what differentiates them from the World Superyacht Awards?
Right. There is a bit of confusion at times, I guess. Our award programs is different than the World Superyacht Awards in that our judges are a panel of volunteer judges who are already in the profession of design or design adjacent. We do have a superyacht captain on the panel who brings his experience. In this case, it's a gentleman, Chris Gardner. He brings his experience on superyachts, from the operational point of view, as well as a guest experience, which I think is very valuable when we look at the boats. I laughed one time because we were going through the boats and somebody said, well, oh, you guys with the Boat Design Innovation Awards, you're not interested in engines. And I just cracked up. I'm like, what do you mean? We are not just about fluffing pillows. We're not just about covers. Not that there is anything wrong with that. They do make a big difference in the look of the boat, but we are trying to give it a deeper look into the engineering, the spaces, how they're used. We have people from different disciplines. We have somebody who knows about exquisite furniture design and will be able to tell us if the chair is at the wrong height or the wrong size. We have somebody, Sally Story, who specializes in lighting, who knows exactly what good lighting is all about and can ruin a boat for us very quickly if we love it and she points out what's wrong with it. Yeah. Lighting is an evolving discipline in the yachting world, and it's getting better, but there are still things that are done the way they are done because that's the way they were always done and it doesn't look always right. So those are the things that make it special, I believe. We look at very different aspects of the yacht. And what's really special about these people, aside from their incredible amount of knowledge, is how much effort and time they put into this for free. So I think we can't discount how much time they give us, and it's amazing.
And I've seen you and Marilyn drag these guys around the Monaco Yacht Show looking at 10 boats a day. So they really, they really do put the hours in. So it's a constantly amazed actually by the dedication of the judging panel of both the awards programs, really, the BDAs and the World Superyacht Awards. These people give their time generously and freely, and we're incredibly grateful. But I think, yeah, so the BDA is an opportunity to kind of drill down, I suppose, on the more, not the minutiae of design so much, but looking at particular aspects, like you said, exterior design, interior design, naval architecture, whereas the World Superyacht Awards, I'd say, looks at a yacht holistically. The BDA, gets down and dirty with particular design aspects, and the wonderful expertise you have on the panel cover all parts of the yacht building process, really, from captains to naval architects to engineers to lighting to interior specialists to furniture makers.
Unless we forget, we also have a tender category, which World Superyacht does not have, and tenders are a big deal, I think. if people listening have a super yacht, they already know that. If people are outside of the world, they may not know that, but tenders are a major part of the experience. Obviously, if you're somewhere where you can't get too close to a marina, you need a safe way to get to shore, pleasant way to get to shore. The tender might be something you use for the toys. It might be something you use to go fishing during the day. It might be something you just want to get your hands on because it's fun to drive.
Yeah. Well, they're getting cooler all the time, aren't they? The amount of money owners are spending on tenders now is wild, and they're just getting cooler and cooler.
It's staggering. I don't think I always know the price of the tenders that we look at, but I have a pretty good idea. So, yeah.
It's worth mentioning also that the amount of entries into the BDA is increasing consistently.
It is.
There were a lot of entries this year. So the whittling down, the winnowing down to the eventual winner is quite the process. These category winners should be, you know, delighted, frankly, given the cast of thousands that were grouped with in the nomination process.
Yeah. And sometimes it is painful to see a boat, you know, maybe not make it or, you know, not even making it to finalists because, you know, it's really hard to say this multi-million-dollar piece of art that's been put out there. And not all of them are pieces of art, but all of them are. And it's really hard to say, no, they don't make it because there's always something really beautiful, nice, you know, attractive about those yachts that are nominated. So sometimes narrowing it down is quite painful. And to have your opinion overall is quite painful as well.
Yeah. Well, it's funny, isn't it? Sometimes you've got a favorite boat and it's absolutely rubbish by the judging panel, and it is.
It happens. It's happened to me. I'm like, oh, this one is a shoo-in, and nope. Oh, but it's an interesting process and it's quite hard work. It really actually happens over one full day of judging, but obviously the judges have the opportunity to look at all the entries ahead of the judging. Otherwise, it would be absolutely impossible because we receive quite a large amount of information. The people who enter put a lot of effort into documenting why the boat is entered, why it's worth looking at. And therefore, the judges have quite a bit to go through before the meeting. But at that, the meeting is always the really key, because some people arrive with their ideas all formed, and then they will listen to arguments and counterpoints from the people around the table. And before you know it, some of them have changed their minds. So here we go.
But that's the great thing about that panel.
Absolutely.
You know, everyone's an expert in their own area, and collectively the right decision is made. You know, there's always some healthy debate and back and forth. But I think that's great. That's great for the process.
Yeah, absolutely. Makes it very interesting.
Well, why don't we just why don't we go through the categories as they were awarded last night at the Innovation Awards. The first category is Outstanding Exterior Design Motor Yacht, 24 meters to 39.9 meters. And of the 8 boats in this category, who was the winner, Cecile?
So the winner was the Bolide 80. Exterior designer is Victoria Design. Brunello Acampora. Naval architect is Victoria Design. Brunello Acampora. And the builder is Victoria Design.
Yeah, clean sweep for Victory Design there.
Yes, Victory Design. Yes, really owns this smaller boat, because in terms of the entries, it was one of the smaller, if not the smallest one. But yes, it really garnered everybody's attention, and it was declared the winner. A very tough category because the spread in gross tonnage was very big. So,
yeah, absolutely. Well, it's an absolute weapon, this boat, isn't it? It's sharp as anything. Very sleek, very low slung, super fast, all carbon construction. It's a bit of a bullet. And
it goes 70 knots. If you ever want to go 70 knots on the water, It does that.
I think it might be the fastest super yacht in the world, isn't it? Isn't it? I think Raphael told me that.
Yeah, currently it certainly is, yes.
So congratulations to the Belida 80 at 24.9 meters, the winner of the Outstanding Exterior Design Motor Yacht, 24 to 39.9 meters.
Yeah. I must say our car guys were very much into it.
Oh, yeah.
Interestingly, yes.
Well, it's a sexy thing, isn't it? I mean, it's
absolutely. Yeah,
I can absolutely understand why the car heads, the petrol heads on the judging panel particularly like this boat. So then moving on to the larger exterior design category. This is Outstanding Exterior Design Motor Yachts, 40 meters to 59.9 meters. And the winner was, Cecile?
The winner was Pink Shadow, a 58 meter from Damon Yachting. The exterior designer is Azure Yacht Design. Naval Architect is Damon Yachting. And the builder, as I just said, is Damon Yachting.
That's right. So 58 meter Pink Shadow, one of Damon's Damon Yachting's Sea Explorer series. Kind of a really cool hull color you don't see very often, kind of an olive green, but interspersed with these amazing window shapes. And just a tough looking, but also very, very appealing and attractive explorer yacht.
Yes. So there was quite a bit of debate around this category, actually. And there was a lot of very strong entries, I must say. So that was a challenging decision. It took a little bit of conversation back and forth. And of course, there was some discussion. This is not a beauty contest. I guess some people thought that her tough look, you know, she's not the elegant, fine, long yacht that some people like to see on the water, but definitely a very strong entry, obviously, and people loved a lot about this boat, and so she won.
And the last, the bold choices the owners, designers, and shipyard made earned this unconventional yacht its place at the top, I'm reading, in the text to accompany the... this winner. So congratulations to the owner of Pink Shadow and Azure Yacht Design and Damon Yachting for their win for the Outstanding Exterior Design Motor Yacht 40 meters to 59.9 meters category. Now the biggest boats. Outstanding Exterior Design Motor Yacht 60 meters and above. Four yachts in amongst the finalists. And the winner was Cecile.
And the winner was Leona, the 80 meter by Unique Yacht Design, built by Bilgin Yacht.
Congratulations to Bilgin Yachts on this big win. Leona, you might know her if you don't know her by her name for her very bright red hull. She's certainly something to look at, and the we put her on the cover of Boat International with the cover line Red Giant, which was one of Caroline's ideas actually, which was a very good cover line. But yeah, swooping, cool. What else can you say? It's just, I mean, it's quite
unique.
Unique. It is absolutely unique.
I think we had a bit of a turn this year where the judges clearly wanted something that was not same old. They were looking for emotion. They were looking for experience. One of our judges, a very experienced yacht designer, said, you know, yachting is about creating an emotion. If I live a yacht and I do not remember it, it missed its goal. It's not created an emotion. And so we saw some interesting choices. This category was especially hotly debated, I must say. There were a vast amount of disagreement on the winner for quite some time. But I think Leona, you know, being what it is, you will see it. You don't know exactly what this is. She is so distinctive. They also commented, not that it should enter into the final decision, but the judges that were on board were also commenting on the level of execution of everything on this yacht, which is quite complex. And obviously there will be matters of taste that are coming into the formula, but and it's not everybody's cup of tea by any stretch of the imagination. But I think the complexity of the project and the end result of this yacht that is going to be recognized everywhere she goes is kind of
There's no missing her. That's for sure.
No missing. It makes me look very smart with my non-yachty friends. Oh, I know what boat it is.
Yeah. But I think it's great that the judge is rewarded. I'm just reading the words now. It was the strong decision. It was this strong design statement that secured her a first place win, as the judges deemed her memorable among designs that played it safe, from her stunning beach club to the larger owner's deck at the top. It's hard to argue with that. I mean, congratulations to Bilgin Yachts and Unique Yacht Design on this fabulous win for Leona. And now, moving on to the sailing yacht categories. So, outstanding exterior design sailing yachts. 5 boats as finalists in this category, but there can be only one winner. Who is that, Cecile?
And the winner is Sarissa. Sarissa. By Malcolm McKeon Yacht Design, exterior designer and naval architect, and built by Royal Husman. She's 59.7 meter, and Sarissa is one of the most talked about boats in this year's awards.
Yeah, you might be hearing that word, that name a few more times as we go through the winners. But she is beautiful, though.
I must say, the entries for the sailing yachts categories were extremely strong, and all of them really, really amazing boats. But Sarissa, yes, definitely garnered a lot of interest this year.
Yeah, and it's easy to see why. She's the biggest boat in the category, but that doesn't bear any kind of that doesn't influence judges' decisions. It's all about the execution of the exterior. So it could be a 24 meter boat, or it could be a 59 meter boat, as this is. But Sarissa, in the judges' view, was the best looking from an exterior point of view. And beautifully put together by Royal Houseman. The judges thought the design perfectly reflects the brief of the experienced owners, who wished for a modern looking yacht with easy water access, comfort, shade, infinite water views, a jacuzzi and a climbing wall. Wow. Along with performance from bow to stern, no detail has been overlooked. And that's largely down to the fantastic work of Malcolm McKeon, who, is just an absolutely superb designer. And formerly of the famous Dubois studio, then he struck out on his own and has made a fabulous fist of building a brand under his own name. And Malcolm is well loved in the sailing yacht community because he designs boats like Sarissa. He really knows what he's doing. And Royal Houseman really know how to put it all together. So a brilliant team, brilliant team.
Yeah. Right. We loved it. As you will see.
Yeah, you really did, didn't you? So let's move on to interior design. So this is best interior design motor yachts, 499 gross tons and below, 39.9 meters and below. So the category name is quite long.
Yeah.
But that just is a consequence of there being so many entries. And to create equitable groups, you've got a kind of it leads to more qualification in the grouping of the finalists.
Yeah. The interior category is very difficult to judge, I must say. There's way so many entries and such high quality in there as well. It's tough choice. We have no choice but dividing the category.
Absolutely. So there are 8 boats in the best interior design motor yachts 499 GT and below, 39.9 meters and below category. And the winner, Cecile?
And the winner is the Majora 35 Exuma, which is named PESA 2 in this case. The interior designer is Next Yacht Group. Naval architect is Next Yacht Group. And the builder is Next Yacht Group.
Well done, Next Yacht Group.
Yeah. A very nice surprise, and coming from this shipyard in terms of the interior design is something quite different from anything they've done to date. And it captured the judges' imagination with very flowy lines, kind of natural materials. It's really smartly utilized extremely large beam of this boat. And yeah, there she is.
Yeah. And I remember anyone who's been on this boat raves about this boat. There's a lot of, it caused a lot of hubbub, actually. The Maiora 35 Exuma. And I think it's probably the first win for Maiora for a while in these awards. So huge congrats to them.
Yeah.
And it is the text says a unique layout puts both the owner's cabin and the wheelhouse on the main deck, allowing four guest cabins below. So there's a lot of accommodation on a boat this size.
Yeah, amazing. I have a kind of a funny memory of this boat that I'd like to share. We were going through it, and the person from the representative from the shipyard explained that the owner of this particular yacht was inspired by the new wave French design, and particularly Liège. And one of the judges in our panel is actually the head of yacht design for Liège, Guillaume Roland. So that was nice. And of course, he had something to say about the interior himself. But yes, definitely, that was kind of a fun anecdote about the boat.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, huge congrats to Maiora and the Next Yacht Group for that big win against a very, very, in a very, very tough field, actually, looking at the other finalists. It's a really, really big win, that. So moving on to Best Interior Design, Motor Yachts 499 GT and below 40 meters and above. So this is that very, you know, the between 40 and 50 meters, generally, under 499 GT. It's a very popular part of the market. There are six finalists in this category, but there can be only one champion.
And that champion is Ace. A interior designer is M2 Atelier, naval architect Diana Yacht Design, and the builder is Conrad Shipyard.
Conrad Shipyard from Poland, that's right. M2 Atelier and Diana Yacht Design. So Italian, Dutch, and Polish tie up on this wonderful yacht. Conrad, you know, they haven't made many boats, but they've made, you know, they're quite winning, aren't they? I mean, I remember... their first motor yacht did quite well at the World Superyacht Awards not too long ago, and I'm sure did well in the BDA as well. And so...
That was Via Torres, right? Yes.
Via Torres, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. People really like these boats, and they seem to, you know, they build them very, very well in Gdansk. You went out there, didn't you, actually? You were out there for the launch, I think.
Yes, I went there. It was a wonderful experience. The yacht was covered with snow and ice. I was quite disappointed not to see the icicles when I went to Monaco. I was like, something is missing here. Yeah, lovely boat. Great big windows, a Middle East feel on the interior. The owner wanted luxury that was understated and really big views. And one of the features I particularly liked was the mirrored ceiling, part of the mirror ceiling on the main saloon. Which pick up whatever is out there and reflects it and project it through the entire space, which is open and airy.
Extends the horizon, doesn't it, a bit? Makes it feel a bit more open.
Yeah, it's an interesting trick, for sure.
Yeah. Well, this is in the text to accompany the winner's announcement said, this is a yacht that lives larger than her length and tonnage would indicate, thanks to some design tricks based on simplicity and mirrored window mullions. So there you go. Brilliant win there for Ace. So congrats again to M2 Atelier, Diana Yacht Design, and Conrad Shipyard. Getting to the big stuff now. Best interior design motor yachts, 500 gross tons and above. Six finalists again. And the winner, Cecile?
And the winner is Entourage. Interior designer is Brody Filek. Naval architect is Damon Yachting. And the builder is Amels.
This is the second in the series of these boats, isn't it? Of this new 60-meter series from Amels. The first one come together. Entourage is the second, but they're quite different boats, aren't they? Because the windows are quite different on Entourage compared to Come Together.
They're vastly different boats. I saw both, and I saw Entourage in Fort Lauderdale, actually, shortly after she was brought over here. And yes, amazing differences in everything. And it's the first time we see an interior designed by this very well-known firm in Canada called Brody Filek. They've done amazing projects, but never had a chance to express themselves on a yacht interior. And, well, it looks like they nailed it.
Yeah, they really
have. At least according to our judges, yes.
Well, it's very calm, isn't it? Very calm, together interior. You can quite imagine just sinking into this interior. It's very, very easy on the eye. A very elegant and different design is how several judges termed this interior, which is particularly intriguing that it appears in a series yacht in the winner's brochure. So, yeah, judges clearly impressed. So congratulations, huge congratulations to Amels, Darman Yachting and Beur de Filec on this fabulous win for Entourage. Now over to the sailing yachts again. So best interior design sailing yachts, 5 boats in this category and a familiar name already.
You will be surprised to hear Sarissa is the winner of this category. Interior designer is Liègre. The naval architect is Malcolm Mackey and Yacht Design. And the builder is, of course, as we discussed, Royal Haussmann.
Well, the second win for the Royal Haussmann built Sarissa at 59.7 meters. And Liègre was responsible for the interior. And I love Liègre and the work of Guillaume. I think they do an absolutely amazing job. And they'd definitely be my top kind of top three when I eventually win the lottery and build my own yacht. Liègre will be pitching for that business, absolutely.
Just a side note here, I'm sure people understand this or expect it, but obviously Guillaume Morand being the head of yachting for Liègre and also being one of our judges recuses himself from the categories where he's involved. However, this said, going through boats with him is such an education for me. It's amazing. We've got into discussions about stairs that went on for 15, 20 minutes. and he's quite cerebral, but also very, very capable of, conveying an emotion. That comment that I made earlier about the person who was seeking the emotion, that came from Guillaume.
Okay. So when you were discussing this, you just sent Guillaume down to Starbucks, did you, to get a coffee?
That's right.
Okay. Go walk around the park, Guillaume, and come back in half an hour.
Yeah, he was missing for a while.
I bet he was. Yeah, I mean, the amount Sarissa was talked about on the day. The color palette is simple with clear light oak, white lacquer, and accenting leather. It says in the brochure, the unpredictability of the layout is a key feature. All cabins are unique. Corridors gently curve. Stairs are off center line. The owner's suite flows to a private beach club, and the cinema hosts cozy, elevated reading nooks. It all sounds thoroughly delightful to me. Second win for Sarissa, picking up the best interior design sailing yacht. So congratulations to everyone involved in that project again. Now we go slightly more technical award and we move on to best naval architecture, semi-displacement or planing motor yacht. So which of these faster boats is the most efficient, is the cleanest running? And we actually, Cecile, maybe it'd be worth describing as well how you come to the decision about the naval architecture prize.
Yes, I think it's important for people to understand. Obviously, naval architecture is very complicated, and we go through a lot of boats and we did a lot of materials. We are not naval architects, and that's really a specialty. So we actually have a committee of naval architects who look at everything, data that's been sent, curves. They go into details. They run this very complex chart and produce numbers, and then they make a recommendation to us, and we can only accept it in most cases because none of us have the capability of going back to them and say, you're wrong about this computation.
Yeah, there's some serious maths involved in this calculation, aren't there? I remember Murph Owen is one of the people heavily involved in the deciding of the Naval Architecture Prize. Tried to describe it to me once, but being a complete incompetent when it comes to maths, he lost me within about 3 seconds.
They said there was a little bit of a going back and forth about the winner. We had questions from something we saw on the video, so they are open-minded, and they did take it very seriously and went back, but here we are.
And the winner was, Cecile?
The Oceanic 143. Naval Architects is Giovanni Senatore Canados, an Arabito naval architects. The builder is Cantieri di Ostia, Canados.
The Oceanic 143 at 43.5 meters. I saw her at Cannes. And, you know, it wouldn't have been because amongst, you know, the Bleed 80, you know, Mini K2, Queen Tati from the MCP with Vrypak Naval Architecture, Blue Jeans, Diana Yacht Design. I mean, this was some very, very stiff competition in this category for best naval architecture, semi-displacement, plating motor yachts. But the Oceanic 143 came away with the prize.
Yes. And our naval architects did make a point that when the numbers were so close, they also looked at innovation and they thought this boat made extra points in terms of innovation. It's an interesting range of operation. We've seen that on other boats that, you know, they're very efficient at semi-displacement or displacement speed. But they threw a lot at this boat to make it really efficient at all speeds and capable of doing quite well on in terms of performance from very slow to quite fast.
Well, I'm just reading the text now. It says the hull flattens as it moves aft, two massive steps keeping it from digging in too deep as it achieves planing speed at 17 knots and tops out near 26 knots, which is a lot of knots for a boat this size. For stability at anchor, the boat relies on a large gyro stabilizer. Big win. Big win for the Oceanic 143. So congrats to everyone involved in that project. Now, best naval architecture displacement motor yachts. Of the eight finalists, the winner was?
The winner was Ace.
Second win for Ace.
That's right. Naval architect is Diana Yacht Design, and the builder, as we mentioned earlier, is Conrad Shipyard. And Milele. We have two winners in this category that came exactly in the same pocket.
Wow.
Milele, yes, amazing. Milele is Naval Architects, Von Ossenen Naval Architects, and the builder is the Royal Hackford Shipyard.
I've just given away the game because I said, oh, wow, like I didn't know who the winner was. But of course, it happened last night and we were there, weren't we? So.
Right.
So, yeah, joint winners for the best naval architecture displacement motor yachts. Ace, the 44.3-meter Conrad-built motor yacht with naval architecture from Diana Yacht Design. Splitting the prize with Milele, the 45.2-meter Royal Hackvort motor yacht with naval architecture from Van Oosenen Naval Architecture. So it's a bit of a Dutch showdown on this in this award between the naval architectures, Diana Yacht Design versus Van Oosenen. And there was nothing to choose between them. They both came out on top.
Exactly. Exactly the same amount of points. And it was computed several times and looked over several times. And yeah, that's what happened.
There can't be too many times that's happened. I don't recall a joint winner before.
I don't either.
Wow. Okay. A rare occurrence. You heard it here first. Well, congratulations to Ace and Milele for, well, being built with superb naval architecture. And congrats to all involved. I hope you don't mind sharing the stage. I hope you didn't mind sharing the stage. Well, it's getting confusing, all this tensing. All these
yes. When was this? Oh, yes, it was tomorrow.
Yeah. Moving on now to sailing yachts. Best naval architecture sailing yachts. I wonder who this could be, Cecile. Who won this award?
Do you think you could guess that one?
It could be, could it be a hat trick for our favorite boat from Royal Houseman?
It could be. And the winner is Sarissa. Naval architect, Malcolm Mackey and Yacht Design. And as we keep saying, the builder is Royal Houseman.
Third win on the night for Sarissa, beating out three other yachts to win the best naval architecture for sailing yachts. Wow, that's quite the evening for Royal Houseman Sarissa.
We're starting to sound like the Oscars, honestly.
Well, if we talk too long, we'll get the music. So what do we say about Sarissa? The four finalists for this category proved that sailing yachts continue to get more efficient and performance orientated each year. after the Naval Architecture Subcommittee crunched the numbers, evaluating the yachts on 35 points. The two top candidates were a hair's breadth apart, although their mission statements are somewhat different. So Nilaya was a very, very close second place in this category. But the judges decided that Sarissa presents the best all-round sailing ability, range, comfort, and stability. So Malcolm McKeon, he'll be, he was obviously exhausted climbing to the stage so many times last night. I hope he's waking up with a hangover this morning.
I hope so. Good training for the Ski Cup, maybe.
Yeah, quite. Next category is Best New Series. So this was introduced a few years ago, wasn't it? Just to recognise some of the great innovation happening in the series yacht space. And it's an enormously popular category. It's really been embraced by the industry. And so there were 8 finalists in this category, but there could be only one winner. The Best New Series, Cecile.
And the Best New Series is the Conrad C144S, which we have been referring to previously as ACE.
And the reason we're not calling it ACE for this victory is because we're awarding the series. And the series is called the Conrad C144S.
Exactly.
That's right.
Which obviously stands for the size as well. The boat is 44.3 meters or 144 feet, which is where it gets its name. Builder, as we've been mentioning, is the Conrad Shipyard. Naval architect is Diana Yat Design. And the exterior designer, which we did not mention in the interior category, but fully deserve recognition, is Raymond Langton Design.
That's right. The wonderful team of Raymond Langton teaming up with Diana Yat Design and Conrad to create this series that... is proving very, very popular indeed.
Yes, I don't know how many they have sold so far, but there were already 3 sold by the time we considered this award. I believe they're up to 4, perhaps more. And it's not an inexpensive yacht, but it's also produced in such a way that it is, you know, it's relatively not easy to build, but it's not an overly complex yacht build. So it can be reproduced you know, fairly pain-free. I can't pain say free. Easy about building a yacht. I am not allowed to use that word.
So what did we say? The straight bow modernizes the look, but the smart list of features and a desirable 5-stateroom general arrangement is the builder's trump card. The interior can be customized to client taste, of course, and the builder puts a lot of detail into standard items. An efficient hull allows relatively small engines to achieve displacement speed and deliver transatlantic range. A transverse tender garage holds a 7-meter tender and plenty of toys, while 2 alfresco dining options, an infinity pool, a dedicated beach club, and even a bridge deck cinema take care of onboard entertainment. So a really nice package, isn't it?
Yes, really, really outstanding boat, I think. But it was a tough choice. There was a lot of other great boats in that category for sure.
Yeah, there were some really, really strong boats in that category. But huge congrats to Conrad with its C144S for winning the Best New Series prize. Next, we go green with the Eco Award.
We try.
We do our best. And the Eco Award, wow.
Yep. You heard it first. Here first. Sarissa is the winner.
The 4th award for Sarissa on the night. And she picks it up for the Eco Award for the environmentally sensitive power and operation. Fantastic.
Yes, of course, it makes sense that it's a sailing yacht as a winner, but it's not just that she has sails. It's the comprehensive approach that the builders, the yard, the designer, the owners took to the construction of this magnificent vessel.
Well, I'm just reading some of the comments now. Most of her power and propulsion needs are met with just one variable speed genset and a 380 kilowatt hour battery bank that can deliver 4 to 8 hours of stored energy. Batteries charge via the repellers, so regeneration, which is obviously increasingly popular in the sailing yacht market. All rigging and spars in the main sheet are airfoil sections, reducing drag. There's an effluent cleaner built to cleaner than MARPOL standards. To minimize waste produced, the galley is equipped with a food digester that uses biological enzymes to break down and digest up to 10 kilograms of food waste daily, a compactor for plastics and cardboard, and a glass crusher for bottles and jars. So I think the point is, obviously, you know, it is a sailing yacht, but there's a lot more to the thinking. We dive a lot deeper than say, has it got sails or has it got big engines? Obviously, you look at the all of the innovations and technologies on board the boat to award it. So it's not just that Sarissa has a big pair of sails. It's the fact that she has gone to all this extra effort to be as clean running and as green as possible.
Well put, Stuart. I know there I could count on you to make this perfect. Just a word of advice out there to the potential nominees next year. If you consider this eco category, please note that tier 3 compliance will never be enough to win the category. That's
not when,
for starters.
Not when it's legally mandated.
That is for starters. Please meet the regulations.
Yeah.
And then let us see what else you've done.
Well, they've really gone the extra mile with Sarissa, haven't they? So the owners obviously briefed a very, very clean yacht, and Royal Houseman has built them one. So well done again to everyone involved and Sarissa on their fourth award of the evening. Now, another really popular category that was introduced a few years ago is outstanding lifestyle feature. Obviously, designers and shipyards go to great lengths to differentiate their offerings from everybody else. And some real novelties are generated each year. And it's actually it's one of the best things, isn't it? My favorite thing about getting on a boat is being surprised, because you can walk through so many interiors and exteriors, and you could do it blindfolded and go, I know that's there, that's there, that's there, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But sometimes you walk through a boat and go, you know, wow, that's, I've never ever seen that before. And so this is kind of partly the inspiration for this award. You know, something new and a lifestyle feature that is just stops you in your tracks and you just say, wow, that's some really good thinking.
Again, so back to that emotion.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So who was the winner of this year's Outstanding Lifestyle Feature Award, Cecile?
The Infinito 90.
That's right, the Infinito 90.
Yeah, their lifestyle feature is called the All Seasons Terrace. That's what the Faraday Group, the builder, called it. And the naval architect for this series is the Faraday Group as well. So the All Season Terrace is this area in the foredeck, which is open but covered, and a very, very pleasant place to sit. I remember the experience in Cannes. We were a little bit tired after running through boats, and we kind of collapsed on the seat of that All Seasons Terrace, and we could have spent the rest of the day there. We quite enjoyed it.
Yeah, I did the same. This is one of the last boats I saw at the Cannes Yachting Festival last year. And I was jaded. I was exhausted. I was sweaty. I was probably quite smelly. And I walked onto this boat, and they took me to this foredeck area, or rather the all-season terrace, as they call it. And it was one of those moments. It was just, okay, this is new. I've not seen this before. And it was just a really nice area and environment just to put your feet up in.
Yeah, very memorable space.
Yeah, it is a very memorable space. So huge congrats to the Faraday Group on the Infinito 90 and the fertile minds behind the All Season Terrace. Huge congratulations. Now we move on to innovation of the year.
Tough one,
because there are plenty each year, and there were 8 boats in this very competitive category. But Cecile, who was our very familiar winner?
And the winner was Sarissa. They won this category for the forward-facing retractable electrical propulsion. Let me do that again. They won this category for the forward-facing retractable electric propulsion. If you are a geek, you will enjoy this category, because the details that we receive on some of these entries are really kind of opening our minds to a wonderful world of engineering sometimes. And this was the case here.
Yeah, big win this for Sarissa. And I'm just reading the text now. It says, opening bomb bay doors allow the propulsion legs to swing down from inside the hull, and the doors reclose to create a smooth underwater profile. These 500 kilowatt units rotate through 90 degrees, replacing the need for a stern thruster, which saves weight and noise. Being electric drives and located along with their battery stack forward under machinery and motorsport stowage, the system removes noise from the guest areas, plus the yacht can be away from a dock and mooring without starting an engine, which is always a huge plus. The photos are very cool. I mean, again, you know, just like the Eco Award, clearly an owner pushing the limits and testing shipyards and designers to come up with novel new solutions, and this was one. And so huge congrats to Sarissa Royal Houseman, the owner, Malcolm McKeon, once again, for innovation of the year.
Yeah, what a marvelous piece of engineering that is.
Yeah, it looks very slick indeed. Tender of the year, that's our next category. Tender of the year, again, hugely competitive. Seven boats in this category. And the winner was
boats, amazing! Yeah,
they're all there.
I would take any of them.
Yeah, me too.
But there can only be one winner, as you've said, and the winner is 1010, an 11-meter tender by Tenderworks. Neville Architect is Allseas Design, and the exterior designer is someone we all know very well, Espenono International.
It's a beautiful thing. This, isn't it?
Perfection.
Yeah. And like you said at the top, I mean, this category just gets more and more competitive. But 1010 by Tenderworks, Allseas Design, and Espenono took out the win. It looks like a limousine capable of comfortably carrying 14 of the most V of VIPs at up to 43 knots until the roof slides away, the side windows drop, and it morphs into an open. We say in the winner's brochure, it's got high marks for practicality with easy boarding and a low profile for easy garage stowage. Yeah, it is very low slung, so you can see it sliding quite neatly into the side of a much bigger boat. The roof almost entirely retracts. It looks amazing.
Yeah, really, really beautiful. And again, in this category, we do have a subcommittee who delves much more in detail into all these boats, look at all aspects. One of the members of that subcommittee is our super yacht captain, Chris Gartner. So he has hands-on experience on the operational side of these tenders, which I understand is one of the more complex operation that takes place on a super yacht on a daily basis, is the onboarding, offboarding of passengers, the stowage of the tender, and its overall management. So I think it's worth noting, it's not just a beauty contest either.
No. Yeah, like the Naval Architecture Award, this, like you said, a smaller group go away and really, really go deep on each of these designs and the capabilities of the boat. So it's a brilliant award to win, because it really, really does mean something. And that just brings us to the final award of the evening. And that was Lifetime Achievement Award. This is each year we recognize a member of the superyacht design community. They come to Kitzbühel and ordinarily get a standing ovation for a number of minutes, which is always a nice moment. And previous recipients have obviously been Tim Haywood and Martin Francis and Fritz de Voigt and various other huge names, huge design names. And this year's winner is certainly sits amongst them. And who was that, Cecile?
The winner of the Lifetime Achievement Award this year is Frank Mulder.
That's right.
Naval architect. Wonderful Dutchman. Great naval architect. Very much addicted to speed for many years. At least a sure person to go to if you wanted your boat to be extra fast, which some of them, including a very well-known superyacht owner by the name of Mr. Stalupi, worked together with Mulder very closely for many years.
That's right.
That,
he's so associated with John Stalupi's need for speed, isn't he?
Yeah.
And it takes a hell of a naval architect and designer to deliver some of the numbers he has delivered over the years for not only John Stalupi, but various other owners.
But there is much more to know about him, and he's a very interesting person, and, you know, not very much outgoing and telling the world about or clamoring all this stuff. He's done quite a bit of interesting work in smaller boats, production yachts, a whole range of work over a lifetime.
Over 1,000 of the company's designs have been launched. Mulder's career is unparalleled. Many of the large boats were built in fiberglass at production yards, including Golfcraft, Moon and Choi Lee and Veitchem. But there were also custom projects such as Blue Sky for Kodakasa, Blosey at Heesen, and 200 commercial ships. So huge congrats to Frank. What a moment. What an award to win. It's the big one for the absolute icing on the cake of a splendid career is winning the Lifetime Achievement Award at the Boat Design and Innovation Awards. So Frank has got another shiny thing for his shelf. Congratulations.
Yeah. And he may have chosen to step back and do some other things in his life, but the future of the design firm he created is assured with his son, Bass.
That's right. That's right. I love it when you can pass it on to the next generation. And that brings us to a close. Cecile, well, how was your evening last night? Did you have a great time? Did you get on the dance floor?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, you have to warm up. You know, it's cold in Austria. I'm not used to these temperatures. Yes, beautiful evening. Perfect. Perfection. All went superbly well.
It did. It all went superbly well. Looking into our crystal ball. Well, thank you, Cecile. And congratulations once again to all the wonderful winners of the Design and Innovation Awards 2024.
Yes, congratulations. And again, thank you to our judges.
Thank you to the judges. And thank you, Cecile. You and Marilyn co-chair these awards superbly. And they wouldn't happen without you. So huge thanks.
Thank you.
And thanks, everyone, for tuning in to this very special edition of the Boat Briefing Podcast. If you want to know more about each winner, head to the website. There'll be a bit more information for you to digest at your leisure. This episode was mixed and produced by Adam Geist and Naomi Wilson. It was a production of Boat International Media. Don't forget to like and subscribe, and we'll see you next time.